This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A crucial question causing angst now at school district offices and in the homes of students and teachers around the country. During a pandemic, can schools do in-person teaching? Los Angeles Unified, the second largest school district in the country, has just chosen to keep the school buildings closed this fall, given California's surge in COVID cases. School districts everywhere are weighing the safety and monetary costs and benefits of reopening. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
In addition to the potential health risks of reopening during the pandemic, districts would have to pay for protective gear, for expanding the square footage of schools to make social distancing possible, for more buses.
You're looking at a significant increase in your transportation costs.
That's Noelle Ellerson-Ing with the American Association of School Administrators. It found that on average, districts are facing nearly $2 million in reopening costs.
And an average district enrolls 3,500 students, and LA is no average district.
It has over 600,000 students, and LA says that testing those students and staff for the virus could cost $300 per student over the year. But keeping kids at home also comes with costs. Julie Marsh, an education policy professor at USC, says in the spring, teachers had problems using online tools.
A lot of the challenges had to do with teachers not knowing how to even get students to show up and turn on their screens and to engage.
LA School District says teachers and students will receive additional training in online education. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.